Hey, hey, habit thrivers. If you're ready to rock your next chapter, this is your place. It's time to live your most fit, fearless, and fabulous life. I believe that our daily habits and routines set the foundation for achieving our dream lives and help us find more passion and clarity with less doubt and uncertainty. So let's get cozy. Grab your planner and your favorite beverage and come along with me on this journey of reclaiming your passions and finding new ones along the way. Welcome to the Habit Thrive podcast, a podcast for women in their me now years. Each week we explore habits, routines, and rituals to reclaim our power and our awesomeness to live our best seasons and best chapters yet. Is this the season of loving exercise? Last week, we talked about reaching that point that you are craving movement or exercise if you're not already. This question or concept will thread through the month of May as we explore the wonderful world of movement. To kick off our May movement series, I'm going to turn to Ayurveda. I'm in the midst of an awesome year-long program with the Ayurvedic Living School in California, and I'm studying, eating, breathing, and living Ayurveda right now. I've tinkered with Ayurveda over the years, but as the saying goes, who knew? I really didn't know how truly powerful this science and practice is or how it's affected my life, but in this stage and chapter of my life, it is truly amazing. And I am over the top excited and grateful to be sharing this journey with all of you through this podcast. Ayurveda, which is one of the ancient Vedic sciences, arose out of ancient India some 5,000 years ago, and in Sanskrit is translated to mean wisdom about life. Now, to dig a little deeper, it is about knowledge, longevity, and wisdom, and is a truly holistic medicine that suggests that health and healing are the result of living in harmony with both our inner and outer environments. And that quote comes from my school textbook from Tracy Webb. I love it. So, what does Ayurveda have to say about exercise, especially at this stage and chapter of our lives? And for today's episode, how can Ayurveda perhaps have us even embracing exercise a little more through the lens of connection, our inner knowing, and the wisdom of this stage of our lives? And through this new relationship with our bodies, mind, and spirit, can we actually feel and experience the benefits of moving our bodies even more? Well, let's dig in. The Ayurvedic texts describe the Vata, V-A-T-A, stage of our lives as starting around age 50. Prior to 50, we are in our Pitta stage, building our lives and our family with lots of the fire energy of Pitta, P-I-T-T-A. And prior to that, from birth to around our 20s, this is our Kapha stage, K-A-P-H-A. So in this building and growing stage, you know, just picture young kids and even teenagers, right? The wet, mucousy, slimy growing stage of our lives. So we move from growing to building to what is often described as declining. But no, I do not embrace that word. I like to say our arising stage. Nevertheless, there are some changes to tend to in this chapter of our lives. As the Vata in our constitution rises, we experience more of the Vata elements of ether and air, meaning most notably more dryness in our bodies, from our skin to our hair to our tissues and our organs, and often I say even with our sense of humor, we get a little drier. We're going to feel cold a little more, and maybe experience more anxiety, cognitive changes in this new stage. But I'm going to say it's certainly not all downhill, as this can also be very much an awakening stage, a wisdom and knowing stage, that I like to also describe as a mystical and powerful time of our lives. And more so, as we recognize this, feel this, and embrace this, this is our newfound power. So for today and throughout the week, whether you are listening to me now as you're out on your walk, lifting your weights outside in your yard, picking things up around the house. Connect to the feeling that you have right now. Now, actually on that note, if you are sitting but not driving, I'd like you to stand up, get yourself all nice and grounded. Sweep your arms up and take a big, glorious breath in, filling your lungs with prana, life force, life energy. And as you exhale, feel the ground, the earth, as your arms release down by your side. And yes, go ahead and do that now a couple more times. And even if you're driving, again, you can take a nice big inhale in and a nice grounding breath out. But if you're not driving, I'm also going to encourage you to go outside right now if you can. Take me with you. I love going outside. So let's do this again. Sweep your arms up. Feel the lifting, the energy, the awakening. And hear your breath as you exhale out and ground to feel the energy from the earth. It's as if it has a rebound effect now of encouraging you to rise up once again and draw in more air, more prana, more life energy. So if you've done this a couple of times, do you feel the gratitude for the ability to stand up, to move your arms, to feel your breath, to feel the air filling your lungs, to be able to go outside? None of it is a given. It is all a gift. And when we recognize that we are lubricating our joints, strengthening our breathing muscles, connecting to ourselves and to nature, the gratitude grows, and perhaps we want a little more of that. This is what it is to crave movement. The feeling, the nourishment, the connection, the power. And so, yes, for the month of May, I am going to also put on my physical education and personal training hat to dive into the logistics of movement. But for today and this week, with my yoga and Ayurvedic hat on, let's explore the gift of movement. Easy, in the moment movement. Feeling the power that simply moving and breathing with awareness, mindfulness, and gratitude, the power that we have to make this chapter our very, very best chapters yet. So big hugs, enjoy your week, and I'll talk to you again next Saturday. Bye for now.
If you love this episode, I guarantee you're going to love exploring all the amazing opportunities that await us in reclaiming our awesomeness together. So come on over to my Facebook group, Women's Wellness Community for Women Wanting to Rock Their Me Now Years, or let's connect over on Instagram at HabitGuru365 and make the Habit Guru podcast your healthy new habit.